As of last week, 860 disaster loans had been approved, totaling nearly $36 million. The assistance covers damages from the severe storms, tornadoes, and flooding in the Pensacola area from April 28th through May 6th.
This declaration is open to people in Escambia, Jackson, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Walton counties.
Jack Camp is with the Small Business Administration. He encourages anyone who has yet to submit an application with SBA to do so ASAP.
Homeowners are eligible for up to $200,000 for real estate repairs. Homeowners and renters can borrow up to $40,000 for their lost personal property. Businesses can get up to $2 million, and that can be for their uninsured property losses, inventory, real estate, machinery and equipment.
The two area outreach and recovery centers in Pensacola closed their doors on Friday, but you can apply a couple of other ways.
We want to urge people up till the deadline, they can still get assistance by calling 1-800-659-2955. Or they can go online to apply to disaster customer service at sba.gov.
The deadline to return economic injury applications is February 6, 2015. Businesses can also look into the SBA's Working Capital Program, known as an Economic Injury Disaster Loan. That's designed to allow businesses to pay their ordinary operating expenses. Camp says changes made in light of this particular disaster should make applying more attractive.
In a presidential disaster declaration, we have raised our unsecured limits for physical disaster loans from $14,000 to $25,000. And for businesses, in addition to the $25,000 for physical damage, they can get up to $25,000 under our economic injury, our working capital program, also on an unsecured basis.
After FEMA and the SBA wrap up their work in the affected zone, they'll review their efforts for lessons learned and how to better serve the victims of the next disaster. That includes a couple of other changes instituted as a result of the April flooding.
In the past, whenever someone registered with FEMA, if they were referred to SBA, we automatically mailed them a loan application. We are going to contact people who have been referred to the SBA by FEMA and find out how they wish to apply. Another thing that we're doing is if someone has an exceptional credit rating, we're going to be able to go ahead and give them an automatic approval, basically to hurry them through the process.
State and local governments and certain nonprofit organizations in 9 Florida counties, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa, are eligible to apply for federal reimbursements under the Public Assistance Program for eligible response and recovery expenses. Camp says if there's any silver lining to this disaster, it's that residents likely will be better prepared when, not if, there's the next time, starting with flood insurance.
Every year, the National Flood Insurance Program pays out on thousands and thousands of claims around the country, and anywhere from 30 to 40% of those claims are for people who are not located in a flood zone. And if you're not located within a specified flood hazard area, the premiums for that insurance is very reasonable, just a few hundred dollars a year.
More information is available by calling the SBA Disaster Customer Service Center at 800-659-2955 or by visiting sba.gov/disaster. Once again, you have until the close of business next Monday. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.